Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with today's community comment. I was walking out of a meeting at the Coast Guard station in Fort Bragg a few years ago when I saw a pickup truck pulling an empty boat trailer through the parking lot. There were three young kids running along the trailer, alongside the trailer, doing what kids do. They were darting about as they laughed and ran. I had an immediate physical reaction to this sight. I lurched forward for a split second as if I was going to do something to intervene, but the truck and kids were already past me. Besides, what was I going to do? Stop the driver and point out that he was endangering his kids? He would have told me to get lost. In fact, you might even be thinking, what's your problem, Troy? Those kids were just excited and having fun. Well, it turns out there was another man walking alongside me named Bruce Rogerson. Bruce had the exact same reaction when he saw the trailer and the kids, so we recognized that we had the same wiring. And it turns out that Bruce had been a risk manager for the grocery industry for 30 years. In that position, he developed an ability to see potential accidents before they happen so he could put in place measures to avoid accidents in the first place. For over 20 years that I've worked for the National Weather Service, I've done the same thing for such hazards as earthquakes, tsunamis, sneaker waves, floods, small hail, and others. So both of our backgrounds cause us to see how one of those kids could have darted in front of the trailer wheels, since they stick out, and tripped and fallen right in the path of the wheels. To our eyes, we had just seen all the makings of an extraordinarily tragic accident. To most people, we had just seen some kids having fun. So you might think that seeing the world through a risk management perspective might be a great burden, but I think it's actually liberating, as long as you remember to do one final step. After a risk is identified, the next step is to put in place measures to address the risk, and then the final key step is to not dwell on it. The last step for me is liberating. It allows me, as sort of a risk manager kind of person, to be worry-free in my daily life. And I'll point out that an alternative approach is to be blind to the risk. But I can tell you from all the forensics that we have done on past weather fatalities in the region, it's clear that ignorance of the risk is deadly. But there's even a worse alternative, which is to deny the risk exists out of a belief that acknowledging the risk will actually make it happen. I know that sounds crazy, but I run into it surprisingly often. For example, my neighbor was mowing his lawn without eye protection. I happened to have a pair of safety glasses on top of my head because I was coming from the shop, so I offered them to him. He said, no, thank you. So I asked him, well, aren't you worried about a rock flying up and hitting your eye? And he was visibly upset at my question and said, don't say that. You'll actually make it happen by saying that. I'll tell you what, I'll take logical risk management approach over superstition any day. This has been Troy Nicolini with today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.